This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Can you give some tips for memorizing the Quran? And my son is in the crowd. Please listen attentively.
The Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person's got to realize that in order for you to hold the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the miracle that was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to this ummah, again, you yourself have got to work on your relationship with the Creator. Do you think that a person who's constantly involved in sin and that which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do you think that memorizing the Quran will be made easy for him? It may not. So you've got to work on that relationship with the Creator himself. That's point number one. Point number two is hifz and memorization, in my opinion, is repetition. The more you repeat, the more you're able to gather the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes we hear of people, or we think when somebody tells us, repeat the verse 10 times, 20 times, 30 times, we think it's too much. And there's those who repeat 300 and 400 and 1,000 times. Trust me, it's not a lot. It's not a lot. Hifz, after you've developed your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is repetition. And you constantly repeat. And don't think that it's too much to repeat. Also, what's important to mention is holding what, or maintaining what you've memorized. At times, a person may be made to forget due to, some of the scholars mention, sin, or at times it's human nature. And by you going back to revise and go over those verses again, it's also an act of worship. Hifz is a constant work in progress for every single one of us. And bi'idhnillah, the person who embarks on this journey becomes closer to the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you find barakah in your life. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to be huffaz and to practice upon what we memorize. At times, people may have memorized the Quran, however, they don't know or they're unable to extract one lesson from what they've memorized. And the point of this Quran, obviously, we recite, we memorize, and we've got to understand, we've got to ponder and reflect over the verses and put it into practice. What's the point in knowing the whole Quran and your character and conduct is completely opposite of what the Quran teaches and what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us?